A wasted mind is a terrible thing. Money, power, success. Three of the most commanding forces known to man. The next 7 days are about every area of your life, your money, your power, and your success. Our mission is to impart proven strategies and techniques to create a new reality for your life to help you change now. As with all knowledge, the prerequisite of power, we must begin with your brain, more specifically, your mind. The mind is our supercomputer for processing all the information the universe has to offer, and it is offering it at lightning speed for the person willing to tap its vast resources of knowledge, opportunity, and wisdom. Most people are unaware that they have pre-programmed physiological responses to money, power, and success. Their thoughts, mentally held images or beliefs, are based on life experiences or what they have been taught. For most people, these automatic responses, whether they be positive or negative, are the result of conditioning. Conditioning is a result of a repeated action that anchors themselves in your mind until your reaction to them is no longer in your conscious control. They become automatic and involuntary. Your thoughts become robotic and predictable and will dictate your action, or worse, your inaction, as it relates to money, power, and success. Alpo time. Ivan Pavlov was a Russian physiologist that conducted experiments on dogs. No animals were harmed. Essentially, at time of feedings, he would ring the bell, then feed the dogs. He continued, ring the bell, feed the dogs. Without deviation to the pattern, he would ring the bell, feed the dogs. Ring the bell, feed the dogs. Ring the bell, feed the dogs. Ring the bell. Did you think, feed the dogs? If so, then you were just a victim of Pavlovian conditioning, or what he deemed conditional reflex. Conditional reflex is the process by which responses, effect, to a particular stimulus, cause, is automatic and habitual. In the instances where Pavlov rang the bell, stimulus or cause, but did not feed the dogs, their physiological responses were driven by conditioning that bell ringing automatically meant eating. In the absence of physical food, the dogs exhibited all the same behavior as if food was present. In future years, Pavlov built this conditional reflex correlation to human behavior. That is you and me. To test this theory, think of something that is very tart to the taste, like a lemon, a kosher pickle, or one of those insanely sour candies that kids love so much. If you think intensely enough, the memory, the cause or stimulus, alone can create a set of physiological responses, effect, conditional reflex. Your lips pucker. Your glands begin to secrete saliva to fight off the potency of the sour flavor, just as if you had it in your mouth. Think you can fight it? Have a friend take a handful of salt and slowly lick it in your presence. Ring the bell. Yeah, you thought it. Gateway to the mind, the 5 physical senses. Think of your conditional reflex to the sour food. It is based on your experience and data gathered over a lifetime. This data was supplied to your mind through the gateways of the 5 physical senses of touch, taste, smell, sight, and sound. The conscious mind provides the access to reality data, and the subconscious mind can create fantasy world data to recreate the sensations even if the stimulus is not real, only imagined. More about that process later. For now, understand that your mind has established thoughts about money, power, and success that are in large part automatic conditional reflexes. Think of various amounts of money, stimulus, cause, and your immediate internal thoughts, effects, or conditional reflex. What if someone asked you to borrow the amount? What if someone gave you the amount? When it comes to someone asking you for money, if you are honest with yourself, as the amounts get higher, your thoughts drift toward negativity and your inability to part with it, or even having the amount to begin with. Someone asking you for $5 to buy lunch is not likely to generate the same response as someone asking for $500 for their car payment. At a certain point, your response to their request is even dismissed totally, as you know you have no ability to give it or earn it in the first place. A friend asking for $5,000 when you have it is troubling. Them asking for $5 million is comical. Strangely, you are likely to have the same progressive reactions to someone giving you money. The lower amounts are easy, and the higher amounts become more difficult to reconcile mentally. Your Aunt Gertrude giving you $100 for your birthday is exciting, but hearing she is leaving you $1 million will take a few minutes to adjust to, but I think you'll make that adjustment quickly. As it relates to your ability to become a money magnet, negative thoughts will repel money and positive thoughts will attract it. While counterintuitive on many levels, talent is not the best measure of the ability to obtain money, power, or success. It is those people who condition themselves to believe themselves worthy and who will take action that make the most progress. That is why money, power, and success are relative. To the billionaire, to be down to their last 100 million would seem like abject poverty. To the hourly laborer, having $100,000 in savings would make them feel like King Solomon. We all have the numbers in our head that bring comfort and conversely discomfort. It is that place of mental inflection where real change and progress is made. Let's examine it. Mental sticking point, MSP. Your mental sticking point, MSP, is based upon your perception, conditioning, of what amount of money, happiness, or achievement is beyond your reach. It is largely determined by your inner programming, the thoughts you hold deeply about your ability to obtain good things in all of the Fab Five areas. These deeply held beliefs are essentially your self-image. Even for people that have strong, positive self-images, their MSP is typically operating at 50% or less of their actual ability. For example, if someone by conditioning and self-image see themselves maxing out at $250,000 a year, they likely have gifts and abilities that could immediately earn them double that amount or $500,000. MSP inherently places more value on words like million and billion and moves them out of reach. For example, most people are drawn to $250,000 as opposed to $500,000, even though $500,000 is a higher number. Most people have established self-induced limitations based on a mental assessment of their history, ideals they have been exposed to, or their environment. The good news, your MSP in any area of your life can be changed. Yes, despite your current mental limitation and what it might dictate is, you can obtain the perfect weight, have 10-level relationships, and become a multimillionaire. You, Change Now, will help you make those assessments and move the needle. A common case of comma-itis. If we reduce the root cause of your MSP to one common thing, it is comma-itis. Okay, a cute play on words, but one that afflicts everyone. Yes, including me, in some form or another. What is comma-itis? In some cases, it is a financial condition that limits the ability to think in terms of large numbers. In other cases, it is a physical condition that tells us losing those first 10 pounds or the last 10 pounds is impossible. While some areas of our lives are more qualitative than quantitative, our subliminal mental measurement of certain areas of our lives are subject to MSP. For example, happiness is qualitative and subjective. But some days you might feel like a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, and other days you feel like an 11. Some people can't see their lives ever being past a 7 on the happiness meter, because that is their MSP. To understand how comma-itis affects your wealth potential, you need to look at how numbers are constructed. In the workbook and in the manual, I show you a series of numbers and ask you to give your reaction to them. And how you react to those numbers is going to be determined by your comma-itis, or where you would put the comma. Some people have trouble thinking on the plane of 10,000, and others can only think on the plane of 1,000,000, and others, 1,000,000,000. It gets even more complicated when you actually add the dollar sign. 1,000,000 grains of sand is not difficult to imagine, but $1,000,000 begins to have another physiological effect. Ring the bell, you get the idea. Think of your reaction to the numbers that you'll see in the exercises tonight, all sometimes with the same number of zeros, but a different value driven by where the comma is placed. Elevating your mind is about learning where you put the comma today and moving it tomorrow. Where was your comma-itis diagnosed? 1,000? 10,000? 1,000,000? Be prepared to move that comma today.